Hello, all you great and amazing Super Saiyans out there. It's SSG Colin with another little podcast segment. But before I get into that, the gods of podcasts, Anchor, have just told me, I've just gotten word that my podcasts are now viewable on Spotify. That's right, guys. You guys can now listen to my great and amazing podcasts on Spotify for easy, for free. It's all good. Go listen it up on Spotify because you know why stuff is funny. If you want to go listen to Shits and Giggles with me, Derek, and Isaiah, go ahead. It's all free. It's all there. All you gotta do is look up !! SSG Colin Podcasts, and bam, there it shows up. You'll know who it is. It's your boy, Skinny SSG Colin. Alrighty then, let's start it on the podcast. Thank you guys so much. Ba-ba. Great and amazing Super Saiyans out there, it is SSG Colin with another little podcast segment. So, today's little podcast segment, I didn't do one the day before, so this one may be a little bit longer, because I made that one so long, but I missed yesterday's, so I'm going to be doing one today. So today's podcast segment, we will be talking about, we all know him, we all love his good form, Majin Buu, and we're going to be talking about why Majin Buu is actually a pretty good character. We're going to be talking about his good traits and his horrendously horrible traits. And I will be rating them out of a scale from 1 being it sucked A to 10 being fabulous 100%. I love him. Alright, so let's describe Majin Buu. Majin Buu, when he starts off, he's a big pink blob that many people have assumed he's made of gum. And he has an evil side and a good side. He mixes those two together to create original good old fat Majin Buu. But when Vegeta blew himself up, he blew up both his evil side and his good side. So his good side and the evil side fought, and the evil side won and absorbed good side Buu. And that's how we got Super Buu. And we all know about Kid Buu. We all don't really like him. Well, at least I don't really like him. I don't know about your guys' opinion. But I really hate him. I just don't think that we needed a younger Buu. Because Buu is... We don't need a younger Buu that's meant to look like an adult. It's just unnecessary. But, so his traits. His goal is unassuring. His goal is that he wants to be bad and he wants to destroy the universe because he didn't really have a life. Because he's literally evil, because his evil self literally consumed his good self. There's nothing good about him. But we realize that when it's done, when the battles are over and he reabsorbs into his good self, he bonds with Hercule and just decides to be a good person. Sorry, excuse me, I just had a big burp. Gulp of water, please. Alright, but continuing. His bad traits is that he doesn't have any traits. Literally. He's a bad guy that sometimes can be humorous. But that's it. He can absorb people. Like, he absorbed Gotenks, Piccolo, heck, even Gohan. When Gohan tried to fight him and he didn't work. But, yeah. Eventually, he gets defeated by a spirit bomb. But we were all already acquainted with the fact that he could not be defeated by the super bomb. But still! I just said Super Bomb, didn't I? I meant Spirit Bomb. But still, that's how he got defeated. And that's how we all know that he lost. But his good traits... My thing is he doesn't really have any good traits. He's like just a lovable character because he's fat, he's chubby, and he's funny. That's a one good trait. He's funny. That's it. Like, literally. That's his one good trait. But... that being said, you can't really say much with Majin Buu. That's what this whole video is about, or this whole podcast is about, describing Majin Buu, which is going to be a problem. You can't describe Majin Buu unless you want to say, hey, like, this is what was probably going through our heads. I have a good idea. No, forget that. Our idea is that we're making a candy blob that turns into a big, mad candy blob that turns into a kid candy blob. Dang it, that's our idea, that's what we're going with. And that's literally what their mindset was. They weren't really I think I said it in a previous, when I was talking about how the best sagas are the Saiyan through Frieza saga. But past that, they were winging it. Like, I'm rephrase what another person said. Literally, Frieza comes back as a cyborg, and then Vegeta and Bulma's child, after they had a one-night stand named Trunks,
I recommend Trunks,
comes and slices him into multiple different pieces where he cannot be revived again. Unless you see Resurrection X, Resurrection F for Frieza. But they literally bring him back with the Dragon Balls. I don't know why they didn't do that earlier. And then he kills King Cold. And then we're shown androids. And then we're shown a bug that can turn into a perfect looking bug. And then we're shown Majin Buu. And it's just, it's repetitive. Well, not necessarily repetitive as much as like, the story does not necessarily stop. There's like a break episode between the final battle, like the epilogue to that season, and then it keeps going. Like, the story doesn't really end. And that's one thing I really commend Dragon Ball Z for, is that they never finish. They're always stuck on one thing, and will never stop. That's one good trait about them. But, yeah, that's my thoughts on Majin Buu and how the Majin Buu saga affects, in general. I might do a few more of these, maybe on Cell. And can I do Vegeta? No, I can't do Vegeta because he doesn't count. But I'll do one on Cell and Frieza. Hope you guys enjoyed this little podcast segment. Thank all you great Super Saiyans for listening. And this is SSG Colin. Out with another one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.